Weeks of unprecedented monsoon rains have left a third of Pakistan underwater, and that has left around 500,000 people homeless. In the northern town of Nowshera, authorities have hastily converted 25 colleges and boarding houses into shelters. NPR's Dia Hadid paid a visit.
We come to a technical college that has been converted into a camp for Pakistanis who've been displaced by these floods. There are dozens of people crowded in front of one tiny window.
They're trying to get the attention of government official Zahid Ali Khan and his aides, who are ensconced in an admin office they've transformed into camp headquarters. We reach them by scrambling through a smashed window. One volunteer is stressed.
We have to deal with such kind of people.
Look, they're desperate. You're doing your best. These are all people trying to register now, yeah?
First we registered them, yeah. And then give them the packages.
They get a mat to sit on. The government official Khan says they've registered 500 families in just 3 days. As he speaks, the man furiously jots down the details of new families. He can't work fast enough. People keep arriving, including one family who clip-clop in on their donkey cart. Crowds smush around an open-back jeep where a man hands out plastic bags filled with cooked rice. The jeep slowly trundles about the sprawling college complex. People bang on the side of the vehicle. They jog to keep up. Elderly people fall behind. A man and a woman fight over a bag of rice and it tears open. One woman, Zubaydah Begum, scolds a jeep driver for causing chaos and for leaving women behind.
I want to ensure that women and girls getting food. It's hard for women here.
In this conservative area, it's frowned on for women to be in public, let alone press for their needs. And many can't even read or write. Like Mubina, she works as a cleaner. Her 10-year-old son labours in a carpentry workshop. Her heart was washed away over the weekend. It was so fast, Mubina collected the kids, their ID cards and scrammed. Her husband, who she says is an abusive drug addict, saved himself.
He ran off. He didn't even turn his neck around to see what happened to us.
Mubina is now staying in a tent with two other women and their children. It's a tarp hoisted up by a pole, and there's even a shortage of those across Pakistan because the floods have been so devastating. Her life right now is a grab bag of uncertainties. She doesn't know when she and her children will eat next. She doesn't know when they can use the toilet. Mubina says there's only one toilet for females and it's sometimes locked, so they're always holding it in. Her friend Layla, a 31-year-old mother of three, leans in and says, "We don't have period pads either." She says, "We're using our scarves." Mubina and the other women say they don't know when they can leave the camp. If the government doesn't give them money, they can't rebuild. I ask them, are they worried that there'll be another flood? The women shrug. They've never heard of the climate change that is making these floods more frequent and more intense. They've also done very little to contribute to it. These women don't have cars. They rarely eat meat. And when I ask if they've ever been on an aeroplane, another woman in the tent, Nazia, bursts out laughing.
I've never been on a plane, and I've never even seen an airport.
She says she can't imagine how those things could cause her house to flood. She says this has to be an act of God, and maybe God will help them now. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Nowshera.